Every day, people are killed all around the world, but we don't hear much about most of them. Today, though, I want to tell you about one of them. This weekend, a woman named Shaima Al-Sabag went to a protest in Cairo. One minute, she's helping to hold a banner. The next, this. Ms. Sabag and others were marking the fourth anniversary of the protests at Tahrir Square that led to the ouster of Hosni Mubarak, and they were met with gunfire. At least 17 people were killed, including Sabag. Her shooting was actually caught on video. I spoke with Borzu Daragahi. He's the Mideast and North Africa correspondent for the Financial Times. He's based in Cairo. I got to say, this video has sad echoes of 2009 in Iran of the protester, a 23-year-old Neda Sultan, who was shot during protests there. A female face in the crowd, apparently eliminated by a gun. What do we know about what happened to Shaima Al-Sabag?
Well, I mean, there's differing accounts, but nearest I can tell from piecing together accounts from people who were there, people who were nearby from the video and so on, is that there was a small protest gathering in Talat Harb, that's a square in central Cairo. They were heading to the iconic Tahrir Square to lay a commemorative wreath in honor of the people who were killed in Egypt's 2011 uprising. Suddenly, police armed with tear gas and buckshot, it appears, stormed the small crowd and, according to many witnesses, opened fire with both tear gas and buckshot. And, the autopsy reports are not in yet. They're not conclusive yet. But some of this buckshot apparently struck this woman, Shaima Sabag, a woman in her early 30s, a mother, married originally from Alexandria, activist co-founder of a leftist socialist party that ironically supported the 2013 coup that put Sisi in power, General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, now president of Egypt. And based on the video that we saw, she basically either had some kind of severe brain trauma and died shortly after this incident or succumbed to other wounds.
She has been described as a poet. Was she well known?
She was not well known. She was kind of well known within certain activist circles, especially among those who are from Alexandria, which is where she is originally from. But she was not like one of the most well-known figures in the activist universe.
I'm just curious, Borzu, Egyptians who are angered and saddened by the death of Shaima Al-Sabag, who are they blaming for that? Who are they angry with?
They're definitely angry at the security forces. They're angry at the government. Interestingly, and strangely, and perhaps a sign of hope and a glimmer of a crack within the elite, there was a front page piece in the state-owned newspaper, Al-Ahram, which was very critical of this killing and laid the blame squarely with President Sisi.
So I gather Hosni Mubarak's sons have been released from jail. Of course, this is also many moments of anniversary of the 2011 Tahrir Square protests. Can you kind of put Shaima's death and these other moments into kind of context on what they tell us about the state of Egypt right now in 2015?
Right now, at least, we're in a situation where the old guard under Mubarak is on the offensive and reestablished itself. There are a couple of theories as to why the judiciary decided to release the sons of Hosni Mubarak on the eve of the anniversary or right around the time of the anniversary. But, you know, one of the things that I've heard is that it's sort of intra-elite politics, an attempt by Sisi's clique and the people who are in charge now to make peace with those who were ousted under Mubarak and to create sort of a unity among these old elites. So you see an attempt really on the part of those old figures in the regime to really reestablish themselves and to put themselves, entrench themselves in power in a way that they cannot be removed anytime soon or easily.
Yeah, so if that's the case, what's the mood among Egyptians? Because that's not what they really wanted with the 2011 revolution.
Well, Egyptians are 90 million people, and there's a lot of different people, a lot of different ideas, a lot of views. But I think a lot of people actually do want this. A lot of people were so alienated by the excesses and the chaos and the turmoil and the economic downturn of the years following the revolution that they are really in the mood for someone to come in with an iron fist and a big black military boot and to stamp down on dissent, to stamp down on people who question the current order. They want stability above all else, and if that means sacrificing these high-minded notions of freedom and democracy, then so be it.
Borzu Daragahi, correspondent for the Financial Times. Thanks for telling us about Shaima Alsobagh. Appreciate it, Borzu.
It's my pleasure.